You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome, everybody, to tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program, our award-winning, nationally syndicated AM broadcast, coming to you live tonight from our flagship studio here in Memphis, Tennessee. I am James Edwards, and there's nobody I would rather be. We are in the middle of a firestorm of reaction to the interview we had last Saturday night with Anthony Cumia. Yes, indeed, my friends, the white-hating liberals are really, really mad at me. Again, and actually, if we can just be quiet for just a moment and listen. Do you hear that sound? Do you hear them? Do you hear them crying and whining like little girls? That is the reaction that they are having to Anthony Cumia's exclusive interview on the Political Cesspool last Saturday night, which was incredibly significant for a couple of reasons. And let me tell you why. For starters, obviously, the conversation itself that we had together mirrors the kind of conversation that most normal and rational thinking people have in private. But more importantly, it also marked the first time in years, ladies and gentlemen, and it happened right here on the Political Cesspool, that a major celebrity addressed racial double standards and anti-white hypocrisies so bluntly and actually held his ground. The white-hating zealots in the media picked up on this and went absolutely berserk. But, you know, we've had instances in the past. Mel Gibson said a few things here, Gary Oldman a few things there, and there have been other examples, but they always acquiesced. Anthony Cumia took it further last week than either of them did and has held his ground, defended the political cesspool on his show, and used some salty language to do so. I believe it was on Wednesday or Thursday, or so I hear. Media Matters started the parade by publishing, for left-wingers, a relatively objective piece. But from there, as you might expect, the coverage completely degenerated into the kind of filth and baseless name-calling, white supremacist, Nazi, racist, etc., that you would expect from people devoid of any sense of objectivity and decency. As I've written on our website this week, and I'm going to review for you the article that I posted on Friday that gives you basically my summary on all of this rancor, and then I'll add a few things to it. We're going to spend a little time this first hour sorting the fallout. But this one article reads, Cumia warmed himself up by defending himself on Fox News's Greg Gutfeld's Red Eye before launching into a full-throat Song of the South on the avowedly pro-white Hour of Hate, known as Political Cesspool. During his time on Political Cesspool, Cumia pointed out that Ed Harris's vest in Apollo 13 wasn't the only white part of the space race. He was talking, of course, that we were able to send people to the moon without the benefits of diversity, and that diversity in and of itself isn't a bad thing, but they don't put that in there. But he said diversity just for the sake of diversity. We were doing quite well without it. Let's be consistent and look at the whole picture type of thing. But basically, they say my show is hateful because it's pro-white. Well, of course, this standard of measurement is not used to describe outlets that are pro-black, pro-Jewish, or even pro-homosexual, which is an abomination. You can be a pro-homosexual or a homosexual advocate or a spokesperson for homosexuality, sodomy, and that's a great thing. But if you take their talking points and apply it to yourself and you're white, well, you immediately become a white supremacist. Well, they didn't point out in any of these articles that what we always say and was said again for good measure in the interview with Cumia, I am all for equal rights for all and special privileges for none. I'm all for the fact that we are all equal in the eyes of God. But beyond that, when you are born, everybody is different. You have, genetically predisposed to certain traits. Your intelligence is heritable. Your tastes, what you look like, your eye color, all of that. I mean, no one is the same once you are born. You can't have a conversation like that with these people. They just don't get it. But Don't worry, I'm just getting started, folks. Check this one out. Anthony Cumia, who was recently relieved of his position on the Opie and Anthony show following a bizarre racist tirade. It was a racist tirade because he didn't appreciate getting assaulted by a black woman, is now touring the white power media circuit, presumably because no one else will have him. Cumia appeared as a guest on the August 2nd broadcast of the Memphis, Tennessee-based radio program The Political Cesspool, which, according to its own description, espouses a pro-white philosophy and is dedicated to raising the white birth rate and a bunch of other weird expletive. Yes, they actually used a curse word in this. It's hosted by self-described white nationalist James Edwards. All right, let's just set the record straight on this. For what it's worth, and it isn't worth much when you're talking to people so dishonest, but white power? I mean, I have never once used such a term to describe my work, as anyone well knows. Nor does it matter that I have never once in 10 years of broadcasting ever used the word white nationalist to describe myself. I consider myself to be a conservative who honestly and realistically talks publicly about race realities. CNN always had enough decency to properly introduce me as a conservative talk radio host during my television appearances on their network, but I guess those days are long gone. To expect even a semblance of accuracy from these zealots is to expect too much. But it just goes on and on. And the gutter language. Listen to this. On August 2nd, Anthony Cumia was a guest on the Memphis-based radio show called The Political Cesspool, which basically caters to, here's that word again, white nationalists. The program and its host, James Edwards, makes no bones about their pro-white beliefs, which is true. I am pro-white. You're never going to get me to run from that. I'm proud to be pro-white. Certainly I'm pro-white. Why wouldn't I be? They express the desire to raise the white birth rate to replacement level fertility. And beyond race-related issues, the political cesspool is your standard dispensary of radical conservative Christian outrage, anti-liberal resentment, and conspiracist bull expletive. Another article writes that Anthony Cumia got fired from SiriusXM for being a racist expletive. He went on to a show hosted by a F-word-faced moron. I guess that's me. And they went on to say I'm a white supremacist for saying that I wish to revive the white birth rate, wish to see the white birth rate revived to replacement level fertility. So let's just pause right there and examine that. So yeah, they've got me. I must be evil because I wish to see that families of European descent maintain replacement level fertility. Replacement level fertility, which means, in other words, I desire to see diversity maintained by white people surviving. That's evil to want to survive. The alternative, if we don't have replacement level fertility, is to see whites become extinct. Is that what they're advocating for? Well, obviously the answer is yes. And as far as they're concerned, that's the only acceptable moral position. Now, if white people were an obscure species of plant or animal or a glacier or something like that, we'd be worthy of preservation. But because we're just white people, you know, if you seek, and these articles prove, because their biggest gripe with me was that I have something in there saying that I'd like to see white people maintain replacement level fertility, then you must be a white supremacist. You know, to be proud of who you are and wish to see your cultural heritage continue makes you a supremacist? Well, it does if you're white. If you're not white, it's a perfectly acceptable position to take. And again, though, what's with all this gutter language? I have never, you know, I've been attacked for 10 years and I take it in stride and it's just part of the job. I know that. And I know you can't reason with these people. There's something wrong with them. There really is something wrong with their brains. But this gutter language is new. I suppose it just goes to show their lack of mental capacity. But we're just getting started on this, folks. I've got a lot more to say about this on the other side. And it's good news. I'm going to get to the good news about this. And there's a lot of good news to be had. Stay tuned.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, folks, so I'm responding to the furor that was created by what was a very basic talk between me and Anthony Cumia, formerly of the Opie and Anthony show, you know, a guy that had at some point, you would say, you know, hundreds of thousands of listeners, and he's building that base again on his own program. But yeah, the media, the anti-white media, did not seem to like our conversation at all, because they have realized what I've realized, and that is this could be a game changer. And the political cesspool was right in the middle of it. Now, it shouldn't take celebrities or people of that ilk to embrace a cause before Joe Sixpack and the Bread and Circus crowd out there will pay attention to it. Our cause is right. Our cause is just. What we advocate on this show is, I think, not contradictory at all to my Christian faith. I don't want to see anyone mistreated or oppressed or anything like that, but I want for myself the same right to be proud of who I am and my ancestors as everyone else. And I can still be honest, right? I mean, I don't want to see harm befall black people or Jewish people, but I can say, listen, there's problems in the black community. As a white man, I can realize this and see this and talk about it. It's just my opinion. I'm a talk radio commentator. I could talk about this and it not be fueled by hate. I mean, it's pretty obvious what I'm saying is true to anybody with, you know, reason on their side. But nevertheless, when you have a celebrity like Anthony Cumia come on and say, you know what, you're right about everything. I want to have a beer with you. This is what I've been waiting on. And he said all of those things last week and more, God knows. That's when you start to reach the mass public. And that's what they are so deathly afraid of. And of course, when this groundbreaking situation presented itself, where you finally have a celebrity walk out, stand up, speak loud, speak proud, and tell the truth, and then not back down, that's a game changer. And again, it happened right here. We're talking about the reaction to some of this stuff. There was one more. I mean, there was a lot of articles out there, but one more I want to show you. or read to you rather, a venomous attack from the practitioners of tolerance and diversity. They say in today's news from America's caveman subculture, radio host Anthony Cumia appeared on the white supremacist radio show Political Cesspool. Of course, white supremacists. They don't say that about any other ethnic group that seeks to safeguard its own unique interests. But if you do it and you're a white Christian or a white male or a heterosexual, you're going to get all of this garbage. Over the years, now this is where the bar really gets lowered. Over the years, the Political Cesspool has featured a who's who of neo-Nazi troglodytes, including Ted Nugent, Pat Buchanan, and Jerome Corsi. Now, when I think of neo-Nazis, the image obviously that immediately comes to mind is certainly that of either Pat Buchanan or Jerome Corsi, right? I mean, that's who you think of when you're talking about a neo-Nazi. But this is where the bar is now, apparently. James Edwards, Pat Buchanan, Jerome Corsi, neo-Nazi. And there's a dozen more articles out there along those lines. And this should go without saying that each of these writers conveniently left out the impressive credentials of the Political Cesspool, which I post very often on our website, and which are on our website, very often on the blog, rather, but are on our website every day for anyone to see. Nationally syndicated talk show. I've had numerous television appearances because of my work on this radio show. I've been named an honorary city councilman in Memphis, Tennessee. This show has received a certificate of recognition for outstanding contributions to the community from the Memphis City Council, which is, as you can imagine, significantly non-white. None of that makes it. We've been covered by 250 different magazines. Very legitimate outlet. Do you think any of that at all got mentioned in this? Do you think any of the things that Anthony Cumia and I said last week during our own interview, that they are skewered so badly to qualify our remarks, saying, you know, we want equal rights for all, but let's be honest about the situation. We don't have a problem with equal rights for all, because if it truly is a level playing field without affirmative action, quotas, set-asides, all of these anti-white discriminative practices, we're going to be okay. I don't have a problem with everybody having an equal access and an equal chance to get the scholarship or the position. But it's not to say that all of the press was hysterical. The interview received very favorable write-ups from our friends at the Council of Conservative Citizens, American Renaissance, Occidental Dissent, the Occidental Observer, among others. And it was a mutually beneficial arrangement. You know, the interview we had last week with Anthony Cumia created a significant buzz for his new show, and it certainly energized my audience. I mean, I was just awash in emails from fans of this show over the course of the last week. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, and hear me out here, I think it's a conservative estimate to assume now that, very conservative estimate to say that 100,000 people have now either listened to or read about my interview with Anthony Cumia last week and the things that we said. And people are going to read those things and think. Now, setting the record straight against these creeps can be a full-time job, but it's nothing that I haven't had to do before. But truly, 100,000 people, when you look at all the articles that have been written, the people who listened to it alone on the Political Cesspool last week, Anthony Cumia addressed it at least once on his show, I know, this week. It's on YouTube. It's been posted by fans. And I know one of those videos alone has something like 2,000 or 3,000 views. And that's just a YouTube clip that somebody posted. So, yeah, I think, you know, so you're reaching 100,000 people with that message. And you have a celebrity backing you up. Now, again, I don't get starstruck. I don't care that he's a celebrity. You know, give me Sam Bushman any day. Give me, you know, Eddie Miller any day. Some of the other regular guests we have, like Sam Dixon and others. I mean, you don't need a celebrity to carry the message, but it doesn't hurt either, because unfortunately we live in this culture where, you know, the pop culture is what it is, and people want to see big names embracing a message and making it trendy and in vogue. Now, the Political Cesspool's come a long way to, you know, I think we are minor celebrities in ourselves. You know, we've come a long way in 10 years to build a very hard-earned reputation and credibility doing what we've done and all of this national media exposure that we've had. We've gone a long way to making these issues contemporary and fashionable and edgy and trendy again. But it doesn't help to have a little help. It doesn't hurt to have a little help. But here's one thing I want to say about this, folks. And Ramsey Paul, I think, said this once too, and it's very true. When you read these horrible, horrible write-ups, these stories that are just baseless ad hominem attacks that appeal to ridicule, you know, gutter journalism at its worst, there is a tendency to say, well, if they're gonna call me that, then I'm just gonna act like that, by God. And We've got to be better than that, folks, because we are better than them. If I had to liken these dishonest liars to something in the animal kingdom, maybe a maggot. You know, these writers make me think of maggots because they did not contact me for my position on these stories. They just wrote these attacks, all of these horrible defamations. And it's just something we have to endure. Again, I've been enduring this for 10 years. It's nothing new. I mean, you get used to it to an extent, but this was a big one, I think. You know, unlike some of the other attacks that we've sustained, in the grand scheme of things, what we did last week with Anthony Cumia, and it was bigger than even I knew at the time, it's just going to amount to a pinprick in the grand scheme of things in this anti-white culture. It's a pinprick, but maybe it's a pinprick in the middle of their heart, because I know Anthony Cumia has had a parade of celebrity guests on his show this week. None of them turned tail on him because he spoke the truth with me on this radio program. People are going to see that. People are going to pick up on that. And the political cesspool is leading the way. I'm going to read some of the emails about this before the next commercial break. Go, James, go. You're doing something right for sure. They wouldn't be trying to smear and defame you and our cause otherwise. Somebody writes about me being labeled a Nazi. The Nazi label makes you an outlaw, and it is intended to cause violence. Inciting violence against whites that disagree with them is what anti-whites are really all about. And he's right. I mean, they try to label you the most despicable things possible, hoping that someone will take violence up against you. Well, it's just hazard of the job, I guess, folks. Kudos getting more national exposure, James. Another reason I'm a proud financial supporter of the political cesspool. Excellent response, James. As I read their charges, I can't help but think, is this all you've got? What pathetic clowns they are. The interview with Anthony was great, James. As for the attacks in the media, it's been said for years, if you aren't getting flack, you're doing something wrong. Thank you, folks. We're going to talk more about this right after these words from our sponsors.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know by now, the biggest celebrity to date has spoken the truth about some of our key issues here that we talk about on a weekly basis on the Political Cesspool, and he has not backed down an inch. In fact, much more than that, he has doubled down in his defense of what he said and the show he said it on. The fact that the biggest celebrity today talking about these issues chose the Political Cesspool as his venue, well, that's why we're in the thick of it right now. But isn't it just divine providence, right? And read a couple of more emails before I bring on the man who made that interview possible, Peter Scoop Stanton. Some comments that were passed along to me. Clearly, you're doing something right, or they would not be making such a fuss in the left. That you did it and actually grew your listener base terrifies them. Very spiffy. When it comes to addressing pro-white issues, you are very well-versed and very professional. I listen to you on Saturday night whenever I can and have donated to your organization. And then this one, and this is something I want to circle back to before I bring on Peter Scoop Stanton. James Edwards is a great broadcaster, this fellow writes, that has a wonderful style about him. He seems to face all of this adversity with relative ease. The heritage and history he talks about on his show is great. He's one of the guys who has definitely got the charisma factor that so many of our enemies fear. My entire life, I've heard Hollywood and TV make fun of and mock people with Southern accents. It's interesting now that everything is totally failing due to affirmative action and quotas, that the people that I perceive as being the most trustworthy and honorable are the whites with Southern accents. And folks, this just goes back to what I was saying before. You read all of these attacks, and you know they're dishonest. I know they're dishonest. Don't become the caricature that they try to present you as. Because at the end of the day, let me tell you something, folks. I am at complete ease with myself and my beliefs, my faith in Jesus Christ. I am loved by a beautiful woman. I have a wife, a family. Everybody that has ever met me, and I don't say this to be cute, but everybody that I've ever met in person has at least a decent, if not good or great, opinion of me. I'm loved by my parents. I mean, you know, my circle of friends, certainly my radio audience. I know I'm a good person. And so when I read all of these things about myself, I mean, certainly you don't like it, but I'm never going to become that person. I'm not going to become this hateful, vengeful man, because that's not what is in me. That's not what motivates me. Unfortunately, though, and ironically, it is what motivates, I feel, our detractors. You read these articles, and I've linked to a few of them on our website. F-word this and all of these other profanities to describe me. Of course, all of the regular stuff, you know, white supremacist and all this stuff that's crazy. Because I'm proud of who I am. Because I see things that I think need to be talked about in an adult way. Yeah, some of it involves people that are not white. But I can't talk about that. I can't talk about that the way I see it without hating. I don't hate anybody. Yeah, I live in a majority black city. I live in Memphis, Tennessee. This is where this show is based. I see black people every day. What do you think I do? You think I don't tip them? You think I'm not polite to them and use manners? I mean, I treat them as good as I treat anybody else that I pass on the street. Of course. I mean, I just don't understand the motivation of these people, except that they are motivated by hatred. You know, you want to talk about where the hate comes from. It comes from the people that are against us. Because I have never, as you well know, presented my case the way they present theirs. And with that being said, let's get back on topic now. Peter Scoop Stanton is the guy that brought Kumia to the show. In fact, Scoop was the one who told me about his firing from Sirius last month and made it a talking point on this show. And I think we defended Anthony last month, and then Scoop went to work for booking him as a guest. And Scoop, I think you can take a victory lap here, my friend.
Yes, I can, James. Good evening, Cesspool family. But yeah, I can take a victory lap. But guess what? We still got to tune up the car for the next race. But anyway, the interview with Cumia, everything was just aligned up perfectly. Cumia was out doing Trust the Radio to promote a show. I've been a fan of Cumia for years. I knew what he stood for. I knew he was one of us. And I contacted his producer, Keith the Cop, who's retired from the New York Police Department. And when we went on air, we went somewhere nobody else went, because everybody heard about the firing. Everybody heard about his issues with SiriusXM. Everyone wanted to know. Everybody on radio asked, oh, what's happening with Opie? What's happening with Jim Norton? What's happening, you know? But nobody talked about, you know, what he believes in. So we took the opportunity to ask what he felt about the issue of race relations in America, and it went there from there. I can honestly say I was listening to the car spellbound. I was driving to work like I'm doing right now, and I could not believe that I did not crash the car, because it was hard for me to pay attention to the road. That interview was by far the best interview you ever done and the best interview Anthony's ever done. And I'm not just saying that because I booked him on our show. It's just that he was very articulate. He said what was on his mind, and he backed everything up with facts. And you, Mr. Edwards, you just asked what was on his mind, and you let him say his piece. Because there's been other interviews where somebody's on a roll and you have to interrupt by about questions about Frankie Valli or what have you. But with that being said, like you said before, our enemies is having a field day. Fat Albert over at the One People's Project, he was about he probably had an orgasm from hearing the interview. But if you see what our enemies did on the blog, it's lazy journalism. All they did was cut and paste from what Media Matters did on that hit piece and paste it on their blog. That's just lazy journalism. Now, when I reference an article from a blog, a newspaper, something like that, I'll say clearly from the New York Post, from the Washington Times, from this, from that. But these people just cut and paste and just barely give Media Matters a mention. That's number one. And number two, Mr. Cumia even addressed the subject on Thursday's show. Myself being a subscriber, I wanted to see what the backlash was, or if any. And he was talking, and somebody brought up about his appearance last Saturday. And he asked, he's like, hey, what was that show right on? Oh, The Political Cesspool. Now, if you know anything about Opie and Anthony, if they want to criticize or tear up somebody, it is like a brutal rape. Just go to YouTube, type in Opie and Anthony Chocktober, and my mouth started to drop. I go, oh, my God. But here's what Mr. Cumia had to say verbatim. Quote, I have no qualms about what this guy does or what his beliefs are, end quote. And then another thing he mentioned about his critics. He didn't go after us. He said he had a good time. He said, you know, we had the right to say what we wanted to say. He has the right to say what we want to say. But he also went after his critics. He said, if I'm, well, poop for doing other shows, well, go do something to yourself that I can't say over the radio. And I was like, whew. So,
what you're saying here is that Cumia is not a guy to back down. If he thought that he had made a bad decision, or if he wanted to recant, he would have done it in the most strong terms. But not only did he defend us, he went after his critics almost with as much force as they had come after us. And it was refreshing because, again, you're talking about, and again, it shouldn't have to come down to celebrities, but in this day and age, people look to celebrities for guidance. I mean, this is just the way, you know, I'm not talking about our audience, which is obviously a cut above that of most radio and television programs in terms of being able to be free thinkers and to draw their own conclusions and find us. And I mean, certainly we've built a reputation that you know, is celebrity to some extent, but that's not to say that there aren't people out there that are bigger celebrities than us or people that have bigger audiences than us. And when Cumia was on XM, certainly he was one of them. And he defended us, and he attacked the critics for attacking us and for attacking him for coming on this show. And he said, you know, he defended what we said on the show, which, again, as he said, is basically what normal people think and say in private. And this is another thing. Speaking of that, I got an email about this scoop that I wanted to bring up, and it reads that the interview that we did, and you got a kudos in a few of our emails, too, for putting it together. But this interview was very good because it says that James Edwards and Anthony Cumia clearly have different values, so it shows the range of the political cesspool. And he's right, and as you know, Scoop, I was hesitant at first, and I will admit it was a wrong decision to be hesitant in light of the greatness that came from this, the exposure that we've received, the way that it energized our audience. And I know a lot of people that have emailed me that are political cesspool fans have signed up for Cumia's podcast as a result of that interview. So it's benefited him as well. But I was not so sure that he would be a good fit for this show. I was afraid he would get on and us being on AM/FM stations would, you know, not understand that and start cussing and get us into hot water or something along those lines. And you said, no, you got to have him on. You got to talk about race. Are you sure he wants to talk about race? You shepherded me on this one, Scoop. You had the right idea. And it doesn't matter if Kumi and I don't see eye to eye on some of these other topics. It could be something that is a game changer in the way celebrities respond to these sorts of manufactured scandals. And I'm going to give you a lot of time to talk about that on the other side, Scoop. Stay tuned, brother.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back, everybody. I want to share with you very quickly a behind-the-scenes story here, talking about celebrity. Peter Scoop Stanton, in his own right, is becoming a celebrity. I mean, obviously, he's been on this show for a long time, so that's enough. But he, the last couple of months, he has really punched the clock, getting us Charlie LaDuff and Sean Bergen, who we're going to talk about in a second, and, of course, Anthony Cumia, who is obviously in the middle of a moment here with us that is being shared and getting us a lot of publicity, which is always good. I mean, you don't expect it to be good publicity, but it is good that we're getting it. And it's not all about celebrities. I mean, you know, we've had celebrity guests on before, everybody from Gary Sinise to Ray Stevens to Victoria's Secret models and even Sydney Leathers. It's not the purpose of the show. The purpose of the show is to talk about the issues that are greater than any individual. And those are the issues we talk about. If we wanted to have celebrity guests, we're a nationally syndicated show. We could do that. I jealously guard my 3 hours a week, so we normally make sure it's allocated towards the ideas that move us. But when you can have a celebrity guest on and it not compromise your positions and it gives you a little bit of extra oomph, then it's a good thing. But I was thinking, Scoop, in the commercial break, you know, I'm kind of like the moon in a way of the political cesspool universe. I didn't read any articles about you being a white supremacist this week. I absorb all of those meteor strikes and you just get to bask in the glow of the luminescence of what it is to be a political cesspool staffer. You've done a damn good job, my friend, and I want to salute you again. This email, interviews like this are a great way to build bridges beyond our own sphere. Whites who haven't been conditioned by political correctness are naturally averse to racial double standards, and it's great to have someone who has a large built-in audience address these topics in a way that resonates with folks outside of the political arena. Talking about your interview last week with Anthony Cumia, the one you set up. So I've talked enough, Scoop. This is your time to shine, my friend. But you saw the vision. You had the vision and saw the potential in having Cumia on. Obviously, it's probably exceeded even the best way you could have seen it playing out. But talk about that. And then talk about Sean Bergen. You know, the News 12 guy, Sean Bergen, who was fired, who you got on this show two or three weeks ago, I believe it was. He was on Anthony Cumia's show as well this week, and I know Cumia is thinking about bringing him on as a co-host of his new show. And so that's, you know, again, political cesspool alums banding together, right, Scoop?
Right. Well, the thing with Mr. Bergen happened around the same time the thing with Anthony Cumia. And so Anthony sent a tweet to Sean Bergen on the Twitter and said, hey, you know, we're in the same boat. Now, when I contacted Bergen via Facebook, the day that I found out about what happened on News 12 New Jersey, he was online, and we sent each other instant messages back and forth on Facebook. And within, like, 2 minutes, I said, you know what, this guy, Bergen's a stand-up guy, too. And so Cumia, I guess, also spoke to Bergen, or his people spoke to Bergen, and he appeared on the show, and boy, Mr. Bergen's in the wrong business. He needs to have his own radio show himself, because just like Anthony, just like us, he left no stone unturned. And he is a talent within himself. James, you want to explain what happened on the show?
Well, let me tell you. So you have, as you mentioned, Scoop, Sean Bergen, who was fired for saying that illegitimacy in the black community is a problem. I mean, that's all he said. I mean, who could deny that? I mean, it's a problem everywhere, but it's certainly a problem in their community because it's so proficient, and they have a problem with violence, as we well know, and certainly that's a factor, one of the factors that plays into it. Well, he got fired. Well, he was on Cumia's show right after Cumia was on our show, and certainly 3 weeks after Bergen himself was on our show, and they teamed up, and let me tell you something. They went at it for an hour, Anthony Cumia and Sean Bergen, and it sounded no different than the kind of commentary that you would hear from me and Keith Alexander, or me and Eddie Miller, or me and Winston Smith, or me and Scoop Stanton. It was political cesspool 5x5 right down the line. Now, they sprinkled in some salty language, as you might expect, but barring that, they handled it, I think, very professionally, and I know that Cumia is thinking about bringing on Bergen more often and even having him be a contributor to his show. So this just goes to show, Bergen didn't back down. Cumia didn't back down. You have this congressman in Alabama who just this week said The Democrats are waging a war on white people. This is an elected official, a congressman. He's not backing down. He's doubling down. He's holding to it. The political cesspool started this, folks. I'm telling you. And we are right in the middle of all this. Connections with Bergen and obviously Cumia. Now this guy in Alabama. We've been paving the way for 10 years, 10 long years toiling in the vineyards, and now other people are waking up and beginning. I'm not saying Cumia had these beliefs because we've been talking about it. I don't think he knew about us until last week, obviously. But it just goes to show that more people are holding their ground against the fire. And now you're talking celebrities. You're not just talking about James Edwards anymore. You're talking about celebrities. You're talking about congressmen. Things are changing, folks. That's why you support this show. We are right in the middle of it. And I know we got another guy here right now, Matt the Copperhead, who, if I'm not mistaken, Matt, you called into the Anthony Cumia show that last week and name-dropped the political cesspool a day in advance of Cumia's defense of the show in his own right, correct?
Absolutely. What's going on, cesspool family? I'm calling from right across the river in the great state of Arkansas.
Well, welcome back to the South. You know, Matt the Copperhead is a regular caller into the show, and he's up in New York. Normally, that's his base. He's back down in the South this weekend. And, of course, we talked last week about the time you and Scoop had in Washington, Matt. But, yeah, I had to get you on after I heard you called into the Anthony Cumia show and saluted him. I think you called in when he was on with Sean Bergen and saluted both of them for coming on to the political cesspool and having a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Definitely had to be partake in that and give them their kudos and salutes. Hey, basically joining the ranks of you know, brave men like yourself, Mr. Keith Alexander, Eddie the Bombardier. Hey, welcome to the fray. It's like, you know, Culloden or, you know, Bonnickburn when, you know, some other folks show up. Hey, welcome to the fray. Now we're getting to get down to what's real, you know?
Hey, we're having a good time. And I tell you, you know, these attacks, you know, we always have to remember who we are and not let the media make us become someone else. We know we're good people. We know we're righteous. We know we're the kind of people we would want to be around. And we can't lose sight of who we are in the middle of all this because you're talking about a furor. You're talking about a firestorm and something, you know, a conflagration so intense that it has its own wind system. But you know, we are anchored into something that's very real here. And it's just very exciting time to be involved with this radio program and to involved in this mission that we've taken upon ourselves, because I think I can see the stirrings of something beginning to change. And it's great to have a hand in that. And it's great to be there and be involved in the way that we are. And certainly you guys are involved too. I mean, you know, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. This would have been a totally different hour if it hadn't been for Scoop's vision to reach out to Cumia. And I knew very little about Cumia. I must admit that I'd never listened to his show. I mean, I knew who he was and I knew the kind of show he had. You'd liken it maybe to a Howard Stern type of a program if you had never listened before. That's the best description I can give you. And I'd never listened to it before.
Scoop had the scoop. Listening to it myself just because of the time it was on, but it was it's always was a popular show in the Northeast as far as white working class males were concerned, in the trades, cops, firefighters, you know, people that make stuff happen, white male working class people and females for that matter. But and it is such a identity now that's going on with people like ourselves that we're waking up. And you can see it in people. They're tired of biting their tongue, James. They're tired of going throughout day after day of hearing that their people are the root of all evil. You know, Christianity has no place in our society. You know, the very people that made everything happen and worth having, we're finally standing up and saying, listen, enough's enough. You know, the reason why you have your, you know, wake up to electricity, you know, have the ability to use your toilet, move on with your day-to-day activities. This caused a white male made this happen.
And listen, all that's true. And they'll say, well, how can you expect other people to have contributed? They were enslaved for a short period in the history of recorded time. Well, what about the, you know, tens of thousands of years before white people came in contact and they were still living like that in South America? Like, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
I called in the Joe Mason show. He calls himself the Black Eagle. Okay, well, you know, he was going on about the African Leadership Conference that was happening in D.C. And basically my whole thing was, well, if you're talking about Africa and innovation, let's help the most innovative productive people on the continent of today, and that's the Afrikaners, the white South Africans. Let's reach out.
Well, I'm sure that went over like a lead balloon, of course.
You know what, in a spacesuit, James.
Well, I want to get back very quickly, Copperhead, and everything you say is correct and obvious, and of course, you know, no one defends slavery. Everyone suffered through slavery, including whites, and everyone has practiced it as well.
Yeah, we have the longest
white people ended it.
Through the Barbary Coast. Yes, go ahead, sir.
That's right, and white people ended it, but, you know, again, as Pat Buchanan said, when it comes to these topics, we've heard the grievances versus the gratitude. There's never any gratitude for all of the advancements in science and technology that whites have given. But, Scoop, this is your hour, my friend, as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to give the final word to you. Who's our next celebrity guest? What's the next big thing we're going to do?
That's to be determined. I've been in contact with Coonish people trying to get something worked out, but that's to be seen. But I tell you this. There's only been two times where James Edwards called me after show. The first one was for Charlie Duff. The second one was for Anthony Cumia. But not only did I speak to him, I also spoke to Sam Bushman and Matt the Copperhead. We were like a bunch of 10-year-old girls that just talked to Justin Bieber or something. It was sick.
Well, I didn't know a week ago tonight that it was going to be that kind of a thing. But I tell you, the co-hosts have really knocked it out of the park. When it comes to getting big guests, it's you and the Bombardier, man. Gary Sinise, Bombardier guy, Paul Bebue. I mean, we all remember that one. That was Eddie. You with these guys that we've mentioned. Anyway, love you guys. Thank you, Scoop. Thank you, Copperhead. I'll be back with the second hour right after this. We're going to shift gears and get into some other news.
All the best.
Right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.